How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a grade A kind of day. I had an orgasm earlier, so I'm feeling outstanding. You know, my first grade teacher said an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away, and I think she's right. Actually, no, I think she said it was an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Never mind. I'm sorry. Anyhow, I hope you've all been doing well. Thank you, Grade A Nation, for your support, continuing to check in on our show. I know some of you have had difficulty trying to look for us on Twitter, and you know why? It's because we were shadow banned. Very sick, very unfair. So here's the thing. If you were not logged in to Twitter, or if you were not following us, if you happen to be logged in, if you were to type in Grade A USA or at Grade A USA, you wouldn't have had any results from us. You wouldn't have seen our account profile, the logo, any of our posts. You wouldn't have seen any of it. All the luxurious, thoughtful, five-star posts. I was running out of adjectives, I'm sorry. And I was trying to think, you know, what was it that could have caused a shadow ban? Because we had never, you know, myself, my brother, Tim is still not with the show, but he was handling the account at times in the past. Neither of us had ever received notice that we had violated any of the Twitter rules. Our account had not been locked. We didn't have a tweet that caused our account to be frozen. So, you know, let's say some people complained about one of our tweets and we would have to delete it in order to get access back to our account. That did not happen on the at Grade A USA account. So, it's kind of strange that this would happen. Why would you go after an account? We have 3,000 or so followers at the point of this recording. And so I was thinking, you know, that's a pretty good follower count, but in the grand scheme of things, is it really that much? Is it really that much to target? Why would you want to prevent people from finding us? Especially when it is a brand account. We're just trying to get the brand name out there. At Grade A USA, the Grade A Nation podcast, and a few other streaming, not urine in terms of streaming, digital streaming entertainment content that will be coming in the future. So we're just trying to promote brands. Why would we be shadow banned? It just didn't make any sense. So I reached out to Twitter. I contacted Twitter support. I showed them pictures of what happens when you try to search for Grade A USA or type in at Grade A USA. I said, what's going on here? You know, our account's never been in trouble. We've never been reprimanded or anything like that. Can you figure out what the issue is? And they didn't respond. They just removed the shadow ban. So if you were to type in now, if you're logged out, Grade A USA, we'd pop up. or if you were logged into the account and were following us, you know, there would be no issue. There's no shadow ban anymore. But they never explained why the shadow ban was there in the first place. And the only thing I can think of is that Twitter discriminates against people of Mexican heritage that are uncircumcised. That's the only thing I can think of. Because sometimes we post political stuff, but it's not bomb-throwing, totally nasty, and it's not one-sided. We tease everyone. We're fair and balanced. Actually, we probably should avoid that moniker since it's been tarnished by News Network. But we are. We're reasonable on the account. We don't attack just one party. We goof on everyone. So why would we be shadow banned? Why would @GradeAUSA be shadow banned? And it's kind of sobering, and it makes you think, if people are trying to make a livelihood on Twitter, and you just say something that rubs one of the, I was going to say something pretty bad. So I'll just say, if you were to say or write something that rubs one of the Twitter engineers the wrong way, they can place a shadow ban on your account and your livelihood's damaged, because a lot of people use Twitter. Now, not as much as the folks that use Facebook or Instagram still, but Twitter is an important way to get a particular demographic. And if they decide to shadow ban you, you're pretty much SOL. Now, thankfully, we had documented evidence of us not breaking any rules and our account not appearing in any search, but will they lift the shadow ban for everyone? Who knows? I like Twitter as a platform. It's a lot of fun. Nice way to chat with people. See what people are talking about. So this isn't a Twitter bash session. It's just a matter of why is it that they found it necessary to censor our account for a period? And can they do it again? And why would they do it again? We're not malicious. We just want to have fun and promote audio content. Seems very, very bizarre. Anyway, I was going to play a voicemail message. I mean, I guess I should, since I'm encouraging people to send in voicemail messages. So I guess we'll just do that right now. Hi, this is Billy Briggs, and I've been trying to get on the Great A Nation podcast for a few weeks now, but Mr. Chris Thomas has blocked me from appearing. He's kind of a coward when you think about it. All because there seems to be some confusion, but I think I should be able to clear it up. Okay, so when I first appeared on this podcast, I went by the name Billy Meyer. And then afterward, when I appeared, I went by the name Billy Briggs. And Chris Thomas said, "Wait a minute, are you like some phony baloney person just impersonating this cowboy or southern guy? You know, what's going on?" And I said, "I don't think it's any of your business what I'm doing. I'm not a troll or anything like that. I just want to be on your show. And I actually think I'm doing a favor appearing on this lousy show." And he said, "Well, you're not going to be on." So let me just clear things up. My legal name is Billy Meyer Briggs. My middle name is Meyer. So, you know, growing up, I got teased quite a bit because people would say, oh, Myers-Briggs, are you a part of that Myers-Briggs personality test? Are you rich? And, you know, I've never been wealthy. I come from a family with a modest background. So when they would say things like that, or they would say, oh, Myers-Briggs personality test, what kind of personality does this? And then they would, you know, pants me or throw apple juice in my face or, you know, dump yogurt on top of my head. It was very traumatic. So I just didn't want to be associated with the Myers-Briggs test or inventory or whatever the heck it is. I just wanted to be Billy Briggs or Billy Meyer, just something that people can stop focusing on the stupid Myers-Briggs test and whether or not I'm related to those people and whether or not I'm rich. Because to be honest, I don't have a pot to piss in. Okay, and that's why when I sorry to get emotional. That's why when I reached out to Mr. Thomas and I said, can I please ask for job opportunities on your show? And he said no, because you're not explaining this Myers-Briggs thing. And I said to myself, you piece of trash, I don't have anything to eat. Because I did a job interview at this place in the mall called Box Lunch, okay? And it didn't go very well. Because, you know, the first question they ask is, well, what got you interested in Box Lunch? And I said, when I was 13 years old, I found a stack of Penthouse and Hustlers that my daddy kept. And they said, what does that have to do with Box Lunch? And I said, well, isn't this a place that sells women's hygienic products? And they go, please, sir, get the hell out. So, when Chris Thomas didn't let me be on the show, I had to go to the shelter. If I ever see you, Chris Thomas, it's gonna be a bullet in your head, you piece of shit. And there you have it, folks. Billy Briggs, or should I say Billy Meyer, or, you know what, let's just stick with Billy Briggs, because I like alliteration, and it just has a nice ring to it. Why Billy Briggs found it necessary to go by different names and his different appearances on Great A Nation. And you can go back in the Great A Nation podcast archive and listen to his appearances on the show. Because you're probably not going to hear him again after that twisted, violent, terroristic threat at the end of his message. Totally uncalled for. And it's actually the very first curse word that has been allowed on Great A Nation. I just kept it in so you can hear the sickness and the madness of this. I don't know what's going on with them. The sickness and the madness of this person. Oh, boy. Good grief. Well, that's it for this installment of Great A Nation. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can actually on Twitter. We're not shadow banned anymore, or at least for the time being. you can reach out to us by typing in at GRADEA USA, or just typing in Grade A USA on Twitter. Let us know what you think about the podcast. And we will be back as soon as possible. And by we, I mean me, myself, and I, because my brother Tim is still boycotting this show. He sent me a very nasty letter, and maybe we'll read it on the next installment. But no matter what, I'll be here for you, and we're going to try and continue and build the Grade A Nation. Thank you. Take care, and brush your hair.